Welcome, Spartans, to Mission Debrief. We've played every mission of the mainline Halo video games, and now we're playing every mission from the rest of the games in the franchise in chronological order. Each episode, we'll be discussing our experiences and sprinkling in a little lore along the way. If you'd like to play along and have your thoughts spread on the show, email us at podcastevolved@gmail.com or drop us a tweet at podcastevolved on Twitter. We'll be playing the Light the Fuse mission from Awakening the Nightmare in Halo Wars 2 on the next episode. If you like what you hear and want to support the show, visit Podcast Evolved on Patreon. You can also receive a free audiobook trial by visiting audibletrial.com/podcastevolved. This episode, we're debriefing the Fighting Retreat mission from the Awakening the Nightmare DLC in Halo Wars 2. I'm your host, Colin Perkins, alongside David Arnold.
Hello, everybody.
And Krista Brown.
Hello. And also, we've woken the hive.
Wait, what?
I don't know. That's just what the script says.
Damn it. Last mission was what could go wrong. Atriox sent Girilani brothers Pavium and Voridus to investigate High Charity's wreckage on the Ark. Their orders were simple, scout the area and salvage nearby tech. However, Voridus had other plans in mind. His aspirations to impress the leader of the Banished, he planned to use a scarab to crack open High Charity's shell and see what's inside. Despite countless aggressor sentinels and a detachment of UNSC forces resisting his advance, Voridus reached the Covenant supercity, shut down the Ark's defenses, and released the Flood that were trapped inside. Hashtag dumbass.
Dumb.
Now in Fighting Retreat, Pavium's forces quickly learn of Voridus's catastrophic mistake and begin a calculated retreat. His forces valiantly hold out against countless waves of Flood, rescuing as many Banished brothers as possible, while a Golo Goliath attempt to clear a path to safety. Date of the game is June 4th, 2559. Oh boy, here we go. It's finally Flood time.
What?
That's right. Why don't I read? There is no initial cutscene, so I'll just read through the mission briefing, and then we'll pass it off to Toy Box stuff, because there is some new stuff to tinker with in this mission. The mission briefing is: a brute says, "Pavium, our troops are en route to perform salvage extraction from the nearby ship." So Pavium, hey, they're doing their job, right? And he says, good, if Voridus has listened to me, he'll be doing the same thing from outside High Charity. Have we had word from him yet? And then the unnamed brute says, no further communications since he and his brutes approached High Charity. Pavium, unsurprising, no doubt he's picked a fight with some sentinels there, but he should have reported in, no matter. Right. Mission summary is clear a path for the salvage operation, and the scouting report is valuable resources can be found amongst the wreckage from the crash site, which they're all over the place, and we'll talk about that in a bit. The main objectives are hold the first defensive line, hold the second defensive line, and keep Pavium alive. Optional objectives: recover the blisterback crews, there are three of them, rescue the salvage teams, there are four of them. And the bonus objectives are recover resources, 3,000 total. I believe that's just a combination of supplies and power from those crates all around. Build defenses. Build 20 defenses, and that's turrets and then those longer defenses, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. And then kill Flood Pod Infectors. You have to kill 1,200 of them. And I believe, did you guys get a sense? I don't know if you guys looked at the counter. I think you have to kill them with your active units versus, like, the blisterback units.
Oh,
I never recognized it.
I kept checking the counter, and it was like seemed like it didn't move up as quickly as I was hoping for it to. But anyway, I did my last run. I barely got that. That was the last one I needed to get, so I just barely eked that in, and then I did end up getting gold, which I was all thumbs up about.
I got gold, too. I was pretty happy with it.
Nice. Part time is 43 minutes. Scoring goals: gold is 120,000, 125,000. Silver is 64 to 124, and bronze is 16 to 63. No skulls again. Krista, what's in the toy box?
Oh, there's so many things. All right, our Banished units are Pavium, He has a mortar launcher, a target designator, and a war plate.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. So in Halopedia, it says he's got a war plate and a relic tower shield that Decimus gave him. It must be in the Phoenix log somewhere. But he's got this little healing drone. Did you guys see him healing stuff ever?
No. Well, I wasn't paying much attention to him either.
If I just had him in a group of dudes,
but I at one stage did have like a Hurrogok just following him. So if he was healing, I probably just assumed it was the Hurrogok doing it.
Yeah, he's got a little drone on his shoulder. I'm not sure if that's the warplate, or a warplate feels more like his armor.
Yeah.
But anyway, I noticed him healing up like a turret or something like that while we were waiting for one of the waves. So he's a pretty slick unit.
We also have special units. Goliaths, which we all know as just big boys, big boy hunters. Mm-hmm. And we don't get to do anything with Goliaths. They just smash things. That's it. That's what they do.
I got excited when they were getting dropped in, and then immediately disappointed when they came in as allies. I was like, God damn it.
Yeah. We don't like it when they're yellow. Also, we have three bases. We have a 2-slot to start with, we advance to a 3-slot, and then we finally get a fortress, which is a 7-slot. And of course, we have our awesome economy structures, our harvester for supplies, which you can upgrade, a power extractor for power.
Did you notice you couldn't upgrade them until
you got to the big base? Yeah, that was annoying, and it made me very angry. You can upgrade the power extractor as well. Our base defenses are turrets, sensor towers, shield generators, shield barrier, floor blades, and unstable barrels. So those last three are actually these, they're almost like Gears of War-esque like defenses to put up. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you can't put them anywhere. There's like a designated spot, just like a turret. The shield barrier I found worked well. The floor blades were great. The unstable barrels sucked because you had to manually detonate them, and I put one down, and I was wondering why they weren't detonating, and I'm like, oh, you have to manually do it. Well, I'm going to recycle that because I can't be bothered to do that.
Right.
So
that's such an unnecessary level of micromanagement.
Yeah, it's just, I want to put down the barricades and then just forget that they're there until they die. So that wasn't going to work for me. All the flood got into my base because of that, and it was very funny. I'm like, why aren't these working? What's going on? We get our kind of regular units that we can build out of the base. Our grunts and brutes, which you can upgrade once you get to the big base. Our chopper, which you can upgrade. We have our raid camp, which has kind of our infantry. So we have jump pack brutes, suicide grunts, elite rangers, and hunters. I didn't build a raid camp at all, so this is all new to me.
I didn't mess with it at all. I just built it so I could put it in the notes. you did, David?
Yeah, I did a lot of infantry.
Did you do suicide grunts? Because that feels like a nightmare.
No, I didn't. I didn't even bother with them.
Yeah.
Well, would the suicide grunts be infected once they die?
No, because they don't infect grunts.
They just blow up, I guess. Blow themselves
apart. Yeah, they don't take over grunts.
Oh, that's true, yeah. All right, the next one is the foundry, which is our machines,
garage,
vehicles, that kind of thing. Yeah, garage. So we have our marauders, which I actually found pretty useful. We have our reavers, which are, you don't want them. There's literally nothing in the air. If you make reavers on this level, you're dumb. And then we have the wraith, which is so much fun until you realize that when the wraith dies, the flood take over the wraith. And then you have to fight a wraith.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, well, even once I realized that, I still made an army of wraiths because it was fun.
Well, you saw they brought in wraiths.
Yes, they did,
So they also take them over? Oh, boy.
Yeah, they'll take them over. It's kind of fun. And then we also have the Apex, which is our flying units, which we only get engineers. It's still worth paying for it to get the engineers, but the lack of banshees is understandable, but very disappointing. Because there's literally nothing.
Totally arbitrary.
There's nothing that attacks air, so like the engineers never died. It was really fun. And then
we have... could build engineers like early. Just build an apex right away and get like three engineers, then never touched again.
That's what I did. I thought I was being really clever. Like, I'm going to build the air thing straight away because I know floaters aren't good against air. And I'm like, the only thing was engineers. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. So I literally built two and recycled. And then they last minute the whole game.
Yeah.
They bamboozled us. Finally, we have the War Council, which is like our armory. Fortify base 1, 2, and 3, reinforcements, which gives us an extra 20 units. Advanced logistics 1, 2, and 3. And then you have the best thing ever. And when I found this, I was like so excited. You can build an honor guard, which is like considered a hero unit. And you can only build one of them at a time. And they are great.
Didn't cop that.
They're so much fun. He just walks around with his sword and slashes things. And it made me oh so happy. So that was fun.
How do you make one of them?
You have to put down the armory or the war council.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm.
So be checking that war council from now on. I think some interesting things might pop up there.
Interesting, interesting.
Next we have our leader powers, which is Atriox's Bulwark, which sounds like something that would murder you, but instead it gives you life, and I'm not sure why. Every time I see that, I'm like, oh, that's something that will kill me. I don't think of Atriox as kind of a healing effect. I think of him as maybe a murder effect. So,
but it's his bulwark, which I need to Google to understand what that means.
Google it real quick.
Bulwark definition. What is a bulwark? A wall of earth or other material built for defense.
See, that's not even a thing either, because it's just a bunch of engineers that fly around you. There's no earth or defense there at all. The worst name ever. Anyway, the next one is Rain of Fire. Pretty self-explanatory. We have no idea where these lasers are coming from, because obviously they don't have any ships in orbit at all. So I guess they can just summon plasma from the sky. The next one is the Orbital Designator, which I don't think you really need, but it basically gets rid of the fog of war in a specific area. Next we have...
I think if you upgrade it, I think it debuffs enemies it reveals, so I think you could use it as a...
It's like a support.
Area of effect thing, yeah.
Mm. Meh. The next one is Burnout, which just makes your units be created faster, and they have like extra effects and stuff like that. The next one is... Stasis, which I guess just pauses people because I didn't use it at all.
Yeah, it freezes, yeah. And yeah, oh, holds yeah. Them there. Okay. Mm-hmm.
The next one is Ultramines, and like we said before multiple times, I don't know why anyone would use mines. They never seem to work correctly, and I hate them.
Did you put them down at all?
No, I just stared at them loathingly.
I did.
They're huge.
Are they? What
yeah,
the fuck?
They're enormous. Yeah.
Doesn't that defeat the purpose of having mines?
Yeah, good point.
Aren't mines supposed to be small so you can't see them?
Or really big so they're a deterrent so you don't go near them.
That's true.
Let's just make a giant mine and then no one will come and hang out with us. Perfect. Yeah. I don't think that works on the Flood. I don't think deterrents work on the Flood at all.
No. I don't know if it even worked really well, but I did you drop it in certain places where, like, obviously they come through certain lanes. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to drop some mines here. I have no idea if it actually slowed them down, because then I just kind of went away and did something else. But presumably it blew up and killed Flood.
Right.
Hopefully. The next one is our Flood units. Our ground units are Infection Forms, Brute, and
they
Elite.
They call them infection pods, and you're our Flood expert, so is it more accurate just to be called infection forms?
Yeah.
Or infection pods?
Forms. I guess the individuals can be called pods, I guess, but technically, like, everything's a form. Like, every different kind of Flood is considered a form of the Flood, so it's always, true. It's like, you know, adjective form.
Yeah.
So, or noun. I don't know. I don't know that stuff anymore. I forgot it in first grade.
It's a noun.
It's a noun. Okay. The next one is Brute and Elite combat forms. I'm not sure where they're getting the elites, but that's okay. The next one is...
You can build elites. Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess so. The next one is...
And presumably Pavium or Fortis had elites with him. Also... There should have been a shit ton of elites in High Charity.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Infestor forms are the next ones. They're like the little crabby things, right?
Yeah, they kind of have two arms and a big belly.
Yeah, little crabs. Delicious. The next one, we have our vehicles, which are the Flood Choppers and the Flood Wraiths. Those are really fun. And then finally, we have the Spawner Forms, which are just these pods that just pop up and then spew infection forms. And then we have Tentacles, which I never saw do anything other than just float there, I guess.
They kind of slap you.
They never slapped any of my units.
No, really?
No, they just like stood there. I'm like, okay, I guess we killed them. And then they didn't do anything. So maybe I just wasn't seeing it, or I don't know. They didn't seem to do anything. So they just kind of were there menacingly, hoping that the tentacles would scare me away. But they'll never scare me away. I know how to deal with tentacles. And that's about it.
Were there tentacles in Halo Wars? The first one?
Yeah.
Okay. There was, yeah.
I
remember them being, like, way more devastating.
Yeah, they, like, sucked in Halo Wars 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, these ones weren't too bad.
They're, like, lazy tentacles. They sent the lazy ones.
All right. Well, they've been hanging out in Night Charity for a while, so.
Yeah, they're probably a little tired.
Yeah, they're atrophied. Alrighty, let's see here. What do we do now? We talk about the gameplay. There's a little bit of a cutscene and some dialogue and stuff, and then we retreat a few times. So I'm going to hand it over to David to take us through a couple of these retreats and kind of talk about this dialogue before we kind of get into our last stand. David, take it away from here.
Okay, so the mission kind of begins with, like, straight away, you're dropped in looking for Vordis, what the hell's going on? And you've got units in retreat and they're being done. You're like straight away, okay, the flood is out. It's like, it's not a big mystery. It just like is revealed to you straight away. And Pavium, you're there. You're dropped in with just Pavium and some units, some grunt squads that have like a brute handler or whatever. And you pretty much just have to defend this area straight away. You've got like two places that you can jump into and garrison. I did that, and it tells you to do that, but like they just decimate the garrison units. Yeah. Like they really focus in on units that are garrisoned, and so they don't seem to last very long. But I suppose it kind of gives you, they focus on them and not your other units. So you kind of just have to defend this area with Pavan really quick. He has like a special ability. It's kind of like a grenade launch pulse thing. It's pretty cool.
That's the target designator. Right.
That's a designator, yeah. It's pretty cool. It's pretty good for flood infection forms. So you kind of just have to defend the area you're in and kind of move from the left to the right, and there's some more garrison units there that you can take. And then you get attacked from both sides, and then you pretty much immediately have to retreat.
Yeah, and it makes it feel like it's kind of preparing you for the next couple sections, right? It's like, here, get used to this, go get some resources, and then we'll give you a little space to wander around.
There are these, like, obviously various crates around you should be blowing up. They're kind of color-coded for what's in them. So, like, you need the resources in this, so I went around looking for them. So you immediately retreat, and you have a little outpost, which is just, like, a two-position base. So you can make you can make grunts from it and choppers. So I made both of those. I made a bunch of choppers.
And did you find those useful? I didn't mess with them at all.
I did. I made it about 4 or 5 and just used them as one unit, and I kind of bounced them around to kind of go and get things for me. Mm. Like, go over there and, you know, initiate that little kind of sequence where, like, you're recruiting troops on your side and stuff like that. So I found them handy at that because they move fast, because everything else moves pretty slow. So I used them a lot at the start, and then, as you know, that first little kind of base, I just started building a shit ton of turrets, garrisoned all my units, and pretty much just built some troops. I just built troops and two Huragoks to kind of keep my units alive. So it's not really interesting, but like you have like a small little base with 2 inches, one to the left, one to the right. There's like ramps that lead up, and you build some turrets. I think the first base has a wall area that you can build on the left, but that might be the second base.
No,
I can't remember.
That's the first one.
It's the first one, yeah. So that's kind of interesting. You get like, I think you only get two choices at the start. You get like the blades that are like these blades on the ground. I didn't even bother building them, or a wall. And I'm like, okay, I'm building the solid wall.
Right.
Because that seems to make way more sense to me. And it works really well. Yeah. So
the barrels you don't get until the very last stand. You're right.
Yeah. I saw them and I was like, I even saw the description said manually detonate. And I was like, nope, building my wall. So you pretty much defend again. Like, the map shows you the route that the Flood are coming in, which is really handy, so you know kind of where to focus. I also thought it was weird that the minimap shows the Flood is green, which is kind of weird. It's an unusual color. But it's easy. Do you know what I mean? They come from the left, they come from the right, and then eventually they flood over the map and kind of come in around you.
And this is where the point where the Goliaths get dropped off to.
The lights get dropped in. You don't get to use them. You just then have to defend the Goliaths. I think, is there a group of two or a group of one the first time?
There's two groups of two. So there's four
two.
Total.
There's two groups. Okay, it's four total, yeah. So they're like breaking down barriers and you just have to hold for like 2 minutes. It was pretty simple. There's nothing really to report. Your base eventually gets overwhelmed when you break down the barrier. And I think you lose some units, because all my garrison units, I don't think I got them. They like immediately died. And I just got dropped with like a few units that I had. And I was like, oh shit.
You should keep all the units. Did you notice that, Krista? If you kept all your units for the retreat? Or did it give you a preset?
I'm not sure. I
definitely kept them. I was more aware of it the second time. But the first time I felt like I had way less. And maybe they died immediately before the cutscene. I'm not sure. But I felt like I didn't have a lot.
Yeah, I built some marauders right away. I did too. I think I had those. Yeah, I had those with me.
I think it's just the infantry. Like, I didn't really pay attention to, you know, how much infantry I really had. So sometimes I was like, is that how much I actually have? But I guess it didn't really matter at that point. All I really cared was, are my engineers alive and are my marauders alive?
Right.
Yeah. So eventually you retreat back to a second base.
You do get 5 minutes. Sorry, just the time. There is a time.
Is it five?
Both first spots are 5 minutes of holding out.
Okay, and then you get like a minute or two to like make defenses. So you retreat back, you get like a bigger base with more areas to build. So again, this is like four or five things you can build off of. I can't remember. Or three, I don't know. You build some more things, you're kind of limited again. I built some marauders.
Are you talking about for the base?
You get like a mini base.
Three slots.
So I just build a bunch of vehicles at this stage. I built a bunch of marauders because they're supposed to be good against troops. I'm like, these are mostly troops coming at me.
They were good.
Build up all my turrets, have them anti-infantry, build up some walls, pretty much just spread my units out. I think there are some there's a locust you can recruit here and one or two things. So I went and got them. I was like, fuck yeah, give me some locusts.
Locusts are good.
Locusts are real good. So like, I think you can get two on this total, and they were like high veterancy by the end. They were awesome. They lasted me to the end of the mission.
There's three spots.
Is there three in total? Yeah.
Three locusts.
I got them all. Anyway, so it's cool. It's really cool. So I recruited all the extra units. I maxed out my thing. I didn't do any research, like the researching thing. I didn't even build out the war council.
Oh.
I literally just built. I built some raid camp and got some hunters and stuff. I really enjoyed building hunters and did some researches and stuff like that at this point. And then once I had enough units, I just broke them all down and started recycled the stuff and started building resources.
Mm-hmm.
And then went resource hunting. So it's the second kind of defense was kind of easy enough again. I didn't feel too difficult. But the base defense and the final one, when you lose that base, I was like, oh man, I had a shit ton of stuff. I was in a pretty good place. I didn't need to retreat. I could have held out.
Right.
So anyway, obviously the same thing happens again. Enemies pop up in your base this
time.
Talk
about those hunters. I'm curious how the hunters fared. In this spot.
They were perfect. They kicked ass.
Really?
They were pretty good. I had about four units by the end, which was pretty good. I had two kind of blobs of enemy of forces. I was kind of bouncing around and had two hunters in each, and they were perfect. They just kicked ass.
That's awesome. This spot has three different Goliath pairs.
Yeah.
Different spots that they're hammering away, and again holding off for 5 minutes.
In terms of like leader powers, I dropped the mines, but I used the rain of fire like all the time. Anytime I could and I had the resources, and if it was a big enough blob, I just dropped it down to buy myself some time to do repairs or whatever. Because it lasts for a good long while, and as you level it up, it gets its range or its radius gets bigger. It's pretty awesome when it's fully upgraded.
Holy shit, that thing shreds!
It eats stuff up. It's great.
Did you use Bulwark at all?
Like once. Most of the time, I relied on my engineers.
Yeah, that makes sense. Nice. Yeah, I didn't. Let's see here. I did. Yeah, some of the Rain of Fire. I just messed around with a couple of the other ones. I didn't mess with Burnout at all. It didn't seem necessary. I feel like I had enough resources if you're going around and getting the the supply crates or whatever that are scattered about. But yeah, pretty straightforward for the first two retreats. It does like graduate you, right? Like, so it's like, here's the initial spot, get used to moving things around and fighting some flood, and then it makes it slowly harder and harder until it really throws the kitchen sink at you at the end. Krista, why don't you take us through this last spot?
Sure. It's really awkward when they throw the kitchen sink at you. I don't think I've ever seen a kitchen sink in Halo, so. Here's an interesting lore tidbit. So you get this base, and the first thing you should do is make as much supply things as you possibly can, because you're going to want them, because supplies are important. I made an armory, and I made a... My voice isn't going to go any higher than that as I'm looking for what I'm looking for. The foundry. And I made it just a bunch of wraiths and marauders, because it was fun. Yeah. And every once in a while I made some infantry, just the grunts and brutes. And that's kind of what I did. I obviously took a marauder aside and told him, hey, you know, I need you to find all of the blister backs. I could really use them. And of course he was nice enough to go and find them for me. So thank you very much, Marauder. I appreciate it.
Wouldn't that be nice if you could do that?
Yeah, I know.
Like auto explore.
Yeah, that would be good.
There's a mode in Civilization where you can just send a unit off, like, you know, just randomly go around the map for you. I feel like I want that for some of these maps.
That would be nice.
Go wander around so I don't have to micromanage you.
Yeah, that would be nice. But there are 9 in total. 3 clusters of 3. And they are immensely helpful. You should definitely get them. And if you feel like it, you could put an engineer on, like, a couple when they're getting hit. It's pretty nice. In the back, I guess, if you're going off of the positioning that the map is already in, it's, like, the back right of your base. You have 2 slots to put some barriers down. Go for the shield or the spikes. Don't ever use the barrels, unless you want to just sit there and detonate them, and I'm not sure why you would want to do that. But as it goes, basically you build up for a little bit, the flood come in, you build up for a little bit, and then the flood come in. And it just kind of goes like that. The last kind of round, you get a bunch of tentacles that, like we said earlier, don't really seem to do as much damage as they did in Halo Wars 1, so that's very nice. And then at the very end, you have to run away like a little baby. And you just run and run and run. And then super giant tentacle blocks your way. And then you run some more.
All right.
Basically my strategy was mostly, you know, vehicles and some infantry. And then just kind of, I positioned like 2 clusters at the top of the base and 2 clusters at the bottom of the base. Obviously put down.
Well, yeah, because they come from behind you after a while.
Yeah, there's like a lane behind you. And that's where the barriers are. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of put a bunch of people there and, you know, upgraded all the turrets where I could, and that was about it. I just kind of waited for it to end.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tower defense. We've talked about how a few of these missions in Halo Wars 2 have been like that, but that's really what it is. Tower defense retreat. Did you do any exploring in this last area? Did you get the other salvage teams with the Locust, Krista?
Well, I didn't know what they were, and they're both by the lightning bolts for the power sources. And I sent, like, maybe 1 chopper to go and take it, because I'm like, ah, it's fast, it'll do it. And then there was just millions of flood there, and everyone died on both of them. So that's my story. It's very sad.
Yeah. Yeah. David, how about you? You said you got a mark, right?
Yeah, I got them all. Nice. I sent mostly a group of troppers, and I think at one stage I just sent Pavian himself to go and secure an area, and he was enough to kind of take it down the units that were already garrisoned. So I was feeling pretty ballsy because I didn't realize an objective. Well, it comes later. Bits of trivia pretty much says that unlike other hero units, if he dies once this mission over, it's done. You don't get a chance to revive him by bringing units close to him. So he doesn't behave like other hero units. So I didn't realize that. So I was playing pretty ballsy, throwing him around the map by himself.
I gotcha. I didn't know that either. It's cool. I like how they have the light bridges. So on the left, there's a light bridge, lower left, to get up to one of the blister backs. So you have to activate that and then wind around. And then on the right, you rescue one salvage team and then activate a light bridge and then go and save another salvage team. So there's three of the four salvage teams are around this last stand area. And they come in super handy because those locusts are beasts against the Flood. And Pavium in general is a beast against the Flood. So I feel like I didn't have too much of a problem. I want to say it was only overwhelming from the fact of there was a lot of Flood units. So it didn't feel that it wasn't manageable at all, but it just felt like it gave you a little moments of panic, being like, oh crap, there's more coming this way. And I kind of devolved at one point to just like, all units, I'm just going to like have this giant blob of banished army that I'm just going to rotate around my base, which isn't the best way to do it. But and then after things calmed down a little bit, I spread them back out a little bit, and it seemed to not be too terrible. And then you make your final retreat, and as Chris already explained, well, you get a minute. It's there's some dialogue. Actually, there's some dialogue where Vortis pops on and says some interesting things. I don't know if you guys picked up on that, but he talks about how, let me find it.
I think they want to turn back on the Sentinels because all of this is happening because there's no Sentinel defense active anymore. Mm-hmm. And so now they need to go like the Foundry or something like that and turn them back on. And it's like surrounded by Flood right now.
Yeah. Pavium says, "What madness?" He says, "What madness have you released upon us? Is this your doing?" And then Vorta says, "I did not believe the tales. They appeared from nowhere and forced us back. During our retreat, we discovered an entrance to a Forerunner structure below ground. My engineers believe it's connected to the defenses that I shut down earlier." So Vorta's really fucked us, didn't he?
Yeah.
Pavium says he can't really... Let's see. "Then start it up again," Vorta says. "We cannot break through the Flood to reach it. We are at the power support site you established earlier, but have already lost many to the parasite." And then Pavium says, "All right, I'll meet you there," essentially. So then they fall back. And that's... as they're falling back, you get a minute to fall back. And then this giant weird tentacle thing comes out. It's all
a chonky boy,
yeah.
Real chonk.
Spiky. Doesn't look very nice.
Yep. And then really you just have to move divert and move your army down a different path, and then the mission ends. So yeah, any high level thoughts? We fought the Flood in Halo Wars 1. Does this feel similar to Halo Wars 1, or is it different, Krista?
The Flood feel a little different just because I think there's different forms in this one. There's no, skinless seagulls, flying around.
That's right.
Damn, I was about to say that,
which is the biggest difference, I think. I think everything else is pretty much on point except the tentacles, but, it feels very similar.
Yeah. David, any thoughts? I guess we'll continue to fight the Flood for a couple more missions, but just kind of this initial... reveal.
Not really. I mean, it was grand. It was fine. The new farm, it did feel different. Didn't have any of those stupid aerial units, which is kind of good. And I think the Flood infected stuff looks really cool. Mm-hmm. So like all the vehicles look really awesome. I kind of like that, and I don't know, it felt cool. It is a bit annoying when they can literally pop up anywhere and come and like cross any kind of terrain.
Yeah,
that's kind of annoying. Do you know what I mean? So that kind of stuff is a bit annoying. But other than that, it felt okay. Do you know what I mean? It feels like this is what you would do when you unleash the Flood. You know, fight defensively, retreat back, and all that kind of stuff. So I liked that style of mission, like from the stories. But I mean, it feels like it makes sense. Do you know what I mean? So it's cool. I do like it.
Yeah, those spawners. It's a good point because they pop out from anywhere, the ground, whereas before we had the what are the other ones, carrier forms, where you at least see them waddling around.
Yeah
But those spawners are a pain in the ass. It's curious that the last cutscene, I guess I'm curious, and again, this is it's been a while since I played this, I'm curious how they're gonna where they're going to take this, because the last cutscene, or the cutscene at the very end of the last mission, it made it seem like the Flood are just out there. Like, they're just going. So to contain the Flood from this outbreak is going to be pretty difficult, it feels like. It's a pretty big fuck up, if you ask me.
Yeah.
What a dum-dum.
So, yeah. We'll see how it continues to hopefully resolve itself, because I don't want to do a Flood anymore in Halo. Well, I
how
do,
dare you? The Flood are important.
How dare you, Kong? Heresy.
Heretic.
I do, but
heretic.
I don't.
Heretic.
I want Cortana to have to deal with the Flood.
Ew, gross.
All right, let's do some trivia. Any other things that we didn't cover, David?
Kind of one or two things I suppose that are probably worth mentioning. Like I said, you have to keep having them alive. The starting cutscene, the grunt squad that runs off when the pod infected attack the other two squads does not appear when the cutscene ends, so that squad is just gone. But apparently, if you have the Shadow Skull on, the two grunt squads in the opening cutscene that get attacked will be ignored by the pod infectors because they're cloaked. So I thought that was kind of cool that you could alter the intro cutscene by that.
Yeah.
I didn't notice this, but apparently when rescuing the banished units by the light bridge, some infected Sanghelian forces will spawn carrying plasma casters. So I never noticed this, but I thought it was kind of interesting. And I think that is pretty much all that's really worth mentioning.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, real quick to note, I don't know if you've already reached this, Krista, but at the very end of each mission, I usually see like a little bar telling me how many XP I need to get before I get another Blitz pack.
Yeah, I'm at max, and it makes me sad.
It said max.
Yep, you just stop getting XP from playing campaign.
That's so lame.
I know, it really is. It makes me sad.
It forces you to play the other modes.
I don't want to. I want to play campaign forever.
Right. All right. There are two Phoenix Logs locations. There's one right away on a path to the right, right before you're making the initial retreat, or I guess right after you're making that initial retreat. And then near the blister backs, there's another one on the map. They're, I guess, one of the three blister backs. So, Krista, what do those have to say?
All right. Both of them are from the same person, kind of like the other one. So it's Brothers in Arms, Part 1 and 2. Plipbab, Grunt Coordinator at High Charity Crash Site, transcription date 6-4-2559. Central Base, this is Plipbab, reporting from the High Charity Salvage Operation. There was a tragical accident this morning, and, we're gonna need more Ungoy. Vortis has been experimenting with the worm guy weapons, and so we're moving some of the new incendiary gel. Everything's going fine, and I'm being real responsible. There's one thing that led to another, and there was a big noise, and it started raining grunt gumbo. You know it ain't good when it when a coordinator is wading through chunks of his buddies. Okay. So I go fess up to old Angry Chops, and I know he's gonna be in a punching mood. But he's doing an argues with Pavium. Pavium was all like, "Why are you so chargy?" And Vortis is all like, "Why are you so bossy?" And something like that. I got scared and I don't remember much. Now Pavium's in charge of the excavations at High Charity, but I think he's also making sure Vortis doesn't break anything important. Vortis is known for breaking the, so they say. Okay, that was the first one.
Nice. Good voice this acting, too. I like it.
I know. I'm a professional. Here's the second one. So anyway, I say to myself, "Pipbap," I says, "this may not be a good time to give Angry Brute Commander bad news." And I start sneaking away. But Pavium smells right through my sneak, and he does a growl. So now I know I'm in trouble. Anyway, so I just tell him about the exploding grunts and do my bravest cower. And I'm sure I'm gonna be dead, but Vortis, he just starts laughing. And then Pavium starts laughing, and then I do want to laugh too. And we're having a great time, and Vortis says it reminds him of the time he stole the Covenant weapons, and they overcharged, and the teleporter, and Pavium is laughing, saying that he has to bail him out of that mess too. And then Vortis says it doesn't happen like that, and Pavium says it did, and then they're arguing again. And so I slowly stop laughing and sneak back to my post. So that's the story about when I didn't get in trouble and instead was bestest friends with Vortis and Pavium. Those guys are real scary. Yeah, it's like the only time they're not fighting is when they're fighting somebody else. Yeah, you're welcome. That was very the nice. Those were both of them. So
that
there
was
we go.
Good.
Yeah, well I'm a done. Grunt. Yeah, thank you. I practiced it 0 times.
And it was perfect the first time.
I know. I'm just innately talented.
Mm-hmm. Well done, Krista. Well done.
All right. Let's do some community.
No,
David.
Not these guys.
Don't be like that, Krista. We like communities. At least the Facebook one. Discord one's scary. Colin Perkins created a poll. He's on a roll, ladies and gentlemen. The admin, October 12th at 8:20 p.m. More reasonable time, Colin, to post the poll. Fight or flight? Question for mission debrief. Halo Wars 2 fighting retreat mission. We have the two options, fight or flight. And yeah. We are a group of fighters, everybody, by a landslide. We got 19 to 5 votes of people fighting. Tom has a very apt comment, which is, we're finishing this fight. Then a bunch of people doing various quotes of... Yeah, that's pretty good. Lots of Sergeant Johnson quotes from various peoples. Good job, guys. Good job. And then they get really sad. They make each other sad. And Manny says, flight the with the G-81 Condor gunship. Flight is annihilation on poor bastards. That's a good comment. Richard said, like they say in Pokemon, never give up. What's your favorite Pokemon? And then Ian just says, yes. That's pretty much it. Nah, flying would be sick, says Richard Myers. Live to flight another day, boys. Finished the flight.
Very nice. All right, thank you very much. Discord, Krista, what they have to say?
Yeah, so fight got 8 and flight got 9. And then I don't know
really?
How. Yeah, we're pretty much even. And then someone was able to put a thumbs up. I'm not sure what the thumbs up means. It's not fight or flight. It's just the thumbs up, so... Thanks very much for your contribution. It doesn't mean anything, though. Nate says, GTFO, get people in there to glass the area. Gonby says, get the fuck away from the spooky zombie people. Or, you know, you could burn it with fire. I would only fight if I was properly equipped with the Dragon Breath Shotgun and M32 Rotary Grenade Launcher. FBI says, flood... flight, anything else, fight. Very good. Cal says, yeah, I'm running from the flood unless it's Johnson. Matt says, gotta fight. Running from the flood means you die tired.
That's
hushed
good.
Hushed casket says, one piece of popcorn crawls towards Chief. We must activate the Halo rings! Yeah, I hate the popcorn. Shadow of Oni says, I'd fight right up until I hear flood. Face plopper. Make those weird noises in Halo 1 and I'd be booking my way to the Warthog because fuck that. Pope says, with the flood you gotta get the fuck out of there and nuke the shit from orbit. and that's about it. They go way off topic now. So there we go. There's no one wants to fight the flood, apparently. Everybody's just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm out of here. So If the flood comes to Earth.
I didn't think of it in the context of the flood, so that's probably a better option.
Well, I can't put a picture in Facebook and do a poll, but I can in Discord. So Facebook.
Y'all suck.
David, what would you? Do you run? Or do you fight?
I suppose my initial response is probably to fight, but I'm assuming I'm equipped to do so. If I'm not, I'm running. I'm running real good.
Hell nah. I ain't doing that shit. I'm getting the fuck out of there, because fuck that. Fuck it. No. So, yeah, I think I would be fight.
Yeah, that was my takeaway. No, I would definitely run away. No, thank you. Especially if I knew what the flood was. As soon as I see the thing, I'm like, nope, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I'd trip people.
Goodbye.
The flood can have the tripped people, so.
Trip people.
I don't have to outrun the flood. I only have to outrun the person that I'm with, so.
True. Sorry, Trent.
Bye-bye.
That will do it for our debriefing of the Fighting Retreat mission from Halo Wars 2. On the next episode, we'll be playing Light the Fuse. Ooh, that sounds fun. Send us your thoughts at podcastevolved@gmail.com or drop us a tweet at podcastevolved on Twitter. You can also support the show by visiting Podcast Evolved on Patreon. And don't forget that free audiobook trial. Visit audibletrial.com/podcastevolved. Until next time, evolved.
Evolved.
Evolved.